All right, KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:40 as Fondalec Today continues from the Airtech Heating and Cooling Studios. And I mentioned, and something we talked about, I believe it was last week. These weeks are just flying by and everything seems crammed together sometimes. But it's an event coming up here this weekend, the USA Patriots amputee softball team. They've got a day full of events on Saturday, but if you've been following them on Facebook, you see their kids camp is going on this week, and they have some events coming up Friday too. So we're joined by our buddy Rob VanDeZand. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Thanks for stopping in. And Desiree Ellison joining us. She's all the way in from Tampa, so happy Wisconsin to you here.
Thank you. I love it here.
On a Wednesday. Is it cooler here in Wisconsin or in Tampa?
Honestly, yes. So when everybody's saying it's so hot here, this is like a regular day in Tampa.
And the thunderstorm's probably keeping you feeling like home here.
Absolutely.
I guess, with that.
So every day, 3 o'clock.
There you go. Set your watch by it. But thanks to both of you for stopping in.
No problem.
Kids camp, Rob, we were talking about the air. It's going on. I follow you guys on Facebook. I've seen kind of the I don't know if it's the lineup cards, but you're highlighting some of the kids that are participating, and it looks like everything is, despite the heat and humidity, is going pretty well.
Oh, it's going awesome. Camp started yesterday out of an island. And it's been going, the kids are doing awesome. Mm-hmm. They're learning so much, and they are taking what we teach them and using it, and they're so receptive. They are so excited to be able to do things they never thought they were able to do.
That's really neat. And remind us, before we get further into kind of what's happening here this week at Fond du Lac, remind us kind of like the whole background behind this camp and what its purpose is here at Fond du Lac and around the country too.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. USA Patriots, we are an all-veteran, all-amputee softball team, and we travel around the country raising funds for our kids' camp. We play able-bodied teams, anywhere from just exhibition or into tournaments. But the team started about 10 years ago, just as a weekend trot where amputees that were vets got together, and they decided at that time to, hey, let's make this a regular thing. So it's evolved to the point where we are now, where we're a full nonprofit, standalone 501c3, where all the funds and go to our kids camp and to help other vets. But we've wanted to, during our kids camp, we want to do more than just play softball about 8 years ago. And it was, we want to make a difference in kids' lives. There are kids out there that might not have anybody in their community that is an amputee or looks like them. So these kids are either born or had accidents where they lost arms, legs, or were born. We have one girl that she has no arms. She was born that way. But she has learned and has made our hearts so full that we can teach her something that she can do everything.
Mm-hmm. That's a really neat way to give back, because, and we talked about this last time when you folks were in, just talking about being a kid. You know, there's so many things you want to experience as a kid, right? Like, you know, growing up with your friends, playing sports, you know, hanging out with your friends, doing all this stuff. And when you're a kid, you have kind of a limitation like that, or you know, don't have arms, don't have legs. It kind of puts your childhood years in kind of a question, right? And to show them that they can do anything through this camp is pretty cool.
Yeah, and perfect example is one of our actual team members. He's not a veteran, but he was at our very first kids camp. His name's Scotty Fura. He lost his arm when he was two.
Yeah.
From a lawnmower accident. Mm. Well, he came to our camp and evolved. He played baseball in high school, football, wrestling, all in high school, and now he's giving back it full circle as a full-fledged member of our team, and he's helping these kids now so he can tell these kids, this is what I did, and I was able to do this in life. He has given so much back. His attitude is amazing on how he's helping these kids and helping us, as even me, helping with the attitude.
So the kids are in camp this week, and then Saturday you've got a really neat event. You were here, 2 years ago?
Three years ago.
3 years ago at Harebaker Field, playing against able-bodied teams, yep. as you mentioned. But it's not just the game. You have some stuff going on Saturday, too, leading up to all the events. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. Saturday is a culmination of a week of hard work by Jess Bosquez. Desiree, the executive director, she made the choice with Fond du Lac, and how much Fond du Lac has given back to the team in the past. So on Saturday, we're going to start with a motorcycle ride from Open Road Harley-Davidson. It's going to be 8:45 registration to 10 o'clock, and then there's a 60-mile motorcycle ride. Some of the team members and kids are going to be there doing a meet and greet. So even if you're not riding, you want to come out, meet some of the kids, some of the players, by all means, come out. The ride is 60 miles, and then the team ride's going to finish up at the Radisson Inn. That's where the team and the players, the kids, are staying. So we're going to stage, and then we're going to have a parade. And who doesn't, even as adults, who doesn't like a parade? Mm. We've got military, we got fire, police, vehicles going to be escorting the team and the kids from Radisson Inn down military to around on Mar and taking a right in division all the way down to Harebaker Field. Mm-hmm. Gates are going to open up at noon. It's a free event. So if you got a family of four, it's free. If you want to come out, we do have bucket raffles and 50-50 events to help raise funds for the team. But the first game is at 1 o'clock. It's going to be the USA Patriots. We're going to be playing against a team composed of family members of the fallen. They're going to play in honor of family members that have passed in the line of duty, but also from PTSD suicide. Hmm. And then after our game, we are there for the grand finale with the kids camp game, mm-hmm. where the kids are going to be divided into two teams, and they're going to be out there showing 3,000-4,000 people is what we're hoping for, yeah. and expecting to come out and watch these kids be an inspiration to you. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, be thankful for what you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These kids have overcome so much. The age group is 8 to 12, 8 years old. And just imagine yourself as an 8-year-old without an arm. Mm-hmm. Or we have one child, he doesn't have hands, no hands, no feet. So he's got prosthetics on all four. His attitude is amazing. And I take a lot back from the way these kids have overcome to do the things they do. It's just simply amazing. And then it's just, we want to fill this Doc Spider Stadium up, mm-hmm. to show these people, show these kids that what this team does for these kids. And it's the first time the camp has been in the Midwest. We've been in California. We've been in Florida. We've been in D.C. But now we're here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and let alone Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
And we can't pay. It's something that I want everybody to come out for.
Yeah. Well, it's totally free. You got great weather. And, you know, let's do it. Let's pack the stadium for Saturday.
Yes.
And like I said, I was there 3 years ago, a really neat event then. But, you know, with the kids camp in town, too, that should be really cool to see that both games, but especially the hard work the kids put into.
Oh, yes.
This week, for sure. Desiree, I want to bring you in for a little bit. You're the sure. executive director of this, so tell us kind of tell us about kind of your role, you know, in bringing a camp like this, an event like this, to Fond du Lac. What do you look for when you're picking a city, and how did you settle on bringing this to this area?
Yeah, sure. So, like Rob said, I work on mostly a national scale. I have delegated my responsibilities to not only Rob and Deb for the game day, but Jess Bosquez for coordinating the entire week. It's really important from my perspective on a national scale to select a place that I know the community will really rally behind. And Fond du Lac has done that in the past multiple times for us. They've really made every time we come here very special. The whole community gets involved, and that was important for me in talking with our board and selecting ultimately Fond du Lac as the location for kids camp this year. And so far we're only a couple days in, but already I mean we walked into the Army Navy surplus store the other day to get an item, to get a belt, and the lady knew exactly who we were. Mm-hmm. And she's already, you know, donated to the cause, and so it's really awesome. We didn't even have to say anything. She knew exactly who we,
hey,
who
you.
We were. Yeah, it was really cool. It was really special. But that right there is exactly what we're looking for. Is we're looking for a community that really wants to bring us in and make us a very special part of what you do here.
I'll let you give the pitch. Rob just gave a good pitch for the events coming up on Saturday too. But I'll let you kind of give your pitch for why folks should come out to Harebaker on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean. I think we've all seen a lot of doom and gloom. Every time you turn on the TV, the radio, everything, you know, everybody's counting COVID numbers and doing all this negativity. And this is really an opportunity to be positive and to see positivity in action. Like he said, you know, we have kids that are out there that are missing all of their limbs. And, you know, we wake up and we've got a sore back and we're like, oh, God, my back hurts today. I can't mow the lawn. And, you know, here are these kids who are out there learning a sport that we all love and just thrilled to death that they are able to compete the same way that their classmates do. They're going to be able to go back to school wherever they're from in this country and show their teammates everything they've learned. Sports is a great equalizer. I've always said that. I've spent my life working in sports, studying sports, going to school, focused on sports, and you know, it really is a great equalizer. Everybody loves sports. Even if you don't play sports, you have a favorite football team or a favorite baseball team, and it's something that everybody can really relate with each other on. And the same is here for these kids, is they all love sports and they've all watched sports, and our players, same thing. You know, so it's a really great equalizer, and then to get them actually out on the field and show them that they too can play. You know, we've seen all across the country all these pitches that are sports are for everybody, mm-hmm. sports are for everybody. They truly are, and that means for the you know, disabled community as well, and physically these kids are just as talented as mm-hmm. kids with both of their arms. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the you can play movement, it applies to people with disabilities too.
Absolutely, right? Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of time in life we have huge events for the intellectually challenged mm-hmm. kids, but we don't really see a lot of programming for the physically challenged and physically disabled. And it's just as important getting them up, getting them active. It's really an important part of life. Especially as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you had some sponsors you wanted to thank, Rob or Desiree. You want to go ahead and thank those if you can, or if you want to here?
Yeah, right from on. A national level, obviously, Easton Diamond Sports is just incredible for us. They're amazing in this baseball, softball community as it is, and they've really taken us under their wing and done a lot for us. So would be crazy not to thank them. They're just an incredible part of what we do nationally. And then we have great national foundations, the Liberatory Fund out of Tampa, Florida, and then we have the Whitney Young Foundation out of California. And a huge sponsor is American Legion Post 273 in Madeira Beach, Florida. So nationally, they provide a huge foundation for us. And then we really rely on our local sponsors as well. And Rob's really worked hard on that.
And some of the sponsors, Spencer, mm-hmm. This event couldn't be happening without them. Oshkosh Defense, huge, huge sponsor. Dinner for Two. Just amazing. Open Road Harley-Davidson, Moraine Tark Technical College, great partnership with them. The Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, letting us use the stadium for no cost. And it's just amazing.
It's a beautiful mm-hmm. facility, too.
Yeah.
Shields, Festival Foods, back in action. C.D. Smith, Fond du Lac Fire and the Fond du Lac Police Departments, Grandy Cheese, SSM Health, NovaCare, Edward Jones, Rory Deemer's out of West Bend, and then SKS Sports. He is our team photographer. He's from out of Illinois. He's doing it. It's just amazing. He does amazing work. When you see the photos that are on the team website, most of them are from him. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, check out our social media because he's taken some very powerful pictures over the last few days.
And it's, I just hope people are able to come out, if not for the whole thing, an hour to hour or two, just to see the inspiration, and hopefully you can give some to the cause. Every single thing we do is 100% on donations with the kids camp to help the team travel, to go to different events. So we're looking at it's ways that stuff like this, when we see these kids, it makes us as team members want to do more and to give back. And that's what we do. Our motto as a team is service beyond the uniform. We have all worn a military uniform. Doesn't matter what branch you're from, but now we're wearing a different uniform, and that's a softball uniform. And we're using it to teach these kids that life without a limit is limitless.
Rob, Desiree, thanks so much for the time. We're short on time here this morning, but good luck with the rest of the weekend, the event this weekend, and good weather for it, so we'll see everybody out there.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
All right, this is News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We will be back in just moments.
Today's business environment.